There's two different types of sharpeners that pencil people talk about.
But what you really want is you want more people to understand how cool pencils are.
I'm Shayla Tu, and this is Two for Two, presented by the Ackland Art Museum, a two-minute weekly discovery of our amazing region. Come with me for a peek into the world of pencil people.
There was a handwritten sign that they put up that said, try the Palomino Blackwing, the world's greatest pencil, $2.50.
That's Dave. His love of pencils began at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill.
How many of the world's greatest anything can you buy for $2.50?
His favorites are the Blackwing pencils.
It was the pencil that John Steinbeck used, that Walt Disney used.
The limited editions are special. They celebrate history, people, and nature.
Here's, for instance, the Blackwing 73. Feel that. It's got texture on it. The texture, if you look closely, it's like a topographical map, right? That's the bottom of Lake Tahoe.
73 is the number of feet you can see clearly into the lake. It's so clear.
Pencils have personalities.
Like the ones from Japan.
It's almost like lipstick, right?
The metal tube that bonds a pencil to its eraser is called a ferrule.
F-E-R-R-U-L-E.
Dave has reached Sable with his collection.
Stash acquired beyond life expectancy.
Wow, that's nerdy and morbid.
Since he has acquired so many pencils, he shares them in hopes of cultivating more pencil people.
I love it, and they make me happy to have.
Two for Two is presented by the Ackland Art Museum. Join me next Friday right here on the Hill for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. The Ackland Art Museum is your local museum with a global outlook. Look close and think far at their world-class collection and special exhibitions. Until the next two.